For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The nation has said its goodbyes to former President George H.W. Bush at a state funeral in Washington. He was eulogized by his son, former President George W. Bush.
Through our tears, let us know the blessings of knowing and loving you, a great and noble man, the best father a son or daughter could have. And in our grief, let us smile knowing that Dad is hugging Robin and holding Mom's hand again.
The casket is now back in Texas at St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston. He will lay in repose overnight as citizens come to pay their respects. Thursday, there's one more memorial service. Then he will be laid to rest alongside his wife Barbara and 3-year-old daughter Doro. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Top senators plan to meet on Thursday to cut a bipartisan deal to curtail U.S. involvement in the war in Yemen while rebuking the Saudi crown prince over the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Oregon Democrat Jeff Merkley.
The president wants to maintain our arms sales to Saudi Arabia, and the Secretary of State and Secretary of Defense are making the calculation that the alliance is more important than Saudi's activities, more important than their activities bombing Yemen and causing the largest humanitarian crisis in the world, more important than killing an American reporter.
The senators are hoping to get the bill on the floor as soon as Monday. As nations gathered for climate talks in Poland, the Global Carbon Project found the world's greenhouse gas emissions rose at a faster pace in 2018 than they did last year. It's the latest evidence that the planet-warming pollution is increasing again after a 3-year lull. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Former CBS head Les Moonves' $120 million severance package is on the line. A report by independent investigators found he deliberately lied about the extent of his sexual misconduct and destroyed evidence to protect his reputation and his potential corporate payout. New York Times reporter Rachel Abrams.
This is a story about how the entire system failed in terms of corporate governance, in terms of checking him. There were people at CBS that knew about his efforts to try to cover up his behavior, and a lot of people who didn't do anything about it.
The investigators found more women who accused Moonves of sexual misconduct, including an employee who was allegedly on call to perform oral sex on him. Moonves refutes the account of many of the accusers. Finally, there's some relief at the gas pumps. With more, here's John Clemens.
The national average is now at $2.43. That's down almost 10 cents a gallon. As the price of crude oil falls to about $51 a barrel, the price at the pump continues to fall. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about some of the prices around the country.
Some of the lowest prices in the country, $1.68 per gallon at a station in Denton, Texas, $1.74 a gallon at a station in St. Peters, Missouri, and $1.75 a gallon at a station in Mason, Michigan.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.